last night in Costa Rica. And this will be the last audio boo from Costa Rica, obviously, too. The last few days have been quite interesting. I believe the last time I did an audio boo, I was still in Tortuguero Village in Tortuguero National Park, which was an interesting place. We then moved on to a single day in Arenal, and we stayed at the Arenal Observatory Lodge, which was a very nice hotel. And we had a very good time there. The hotel is quite nice. The things to do there are interesting. We did a walk down to a very nice little waterfall, just a short little walk, maybe half a kilometer one way. A kilometer one way. That was nice enough. You know, we actually got to see some of the rainforest jungle type stuff, which was very interesting. The next morning, we went to do zip lines, and I wish I was able to have gotten some video of that, but I didn't. The iPhone ended up pointing towards the sky, because as you're strapped into the harness and you're sitting in the harness, your chest is pointing to the sky, and the iPhone was on my chest, and so much for that. The zip lines range in length from just maybe a few dozen meters to over half a mile. And the time on the line ranges from a few seconds to close on 45 seconds, and you attain speeds, or at least I did, of about 43 miles per hour. The views from the lines are spectacular. Great views of the forest below and of the Arenal Reservoir. It was an interesting thing to do. Not sure if I'm here to do it again, not so much because it's scary. You know, I trusted the people, but it does take a lot of time, and it is a little gimmicky. But it was fun, and certainly if you have kids that are old enough to do it, it's a real treat. But if you're afraid of heights or you have a bad back, it might not be your thing. From there, we moved on to our second to last stop at La Carolina Lodge, which is a very basic lodge. They're trying for a back to the past vibe, I guess. Very limited electricity, rustic setting. It's actually a very well put together lodge, great grounds. But if you're looking for a little more modern conveniences, you're not going to find them there. We went to the Torinaro, no, that's not quite right. I'm blanking on the name, and I'm running out of time. Volcano, and did a hike in the national park there to River Celeste, which is known for a section which gets infused with copper and cobalt, and I suppose sulfur. We certainly could smell it. And the water changes from clear to this brilliant turquoise. It's really quite remarkable. It's a tough trail, though short, because the trail is muddy, and it's deep and full of rocks and roots. It's a very tiresome trail in some respects, but if you're in decent shape, you can do it. It took me a while to descend, and I'm very glad there was a cable on the side, not because I was worried about a drop-off, but because the trail is a bit slick and rutted and rooty, and that makes it challenging. Also did a horseback ride that day. First time I've ever ridden a horse, and I did okay. I didn't fall off. That's good. But I gotta say, going downhill on a horse is scary, or at least it was to me, but maybe it gets better with time. Our last couple days were in the outskirts of San Jose in Escazú. Today, we went up to Poás Volcano, and Poás Volcano, and we're treated to some really good views of an active fumarole. The Botas Laguna was cloud covered, couldn't see there, but we got to walk through a cloud forest, which was really a nice treat. We also did a little wandering around San Jose, which is a bit icky. I'm running out of time, so I'll close by saying overall it was a good trip, and I'll have a lot more to say in boos to come.